This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Geeks Out on Joy 94.9. You can hear the show live Monday nights at 8 p.m. Or you can check out our podcasts at joy.org.au/geeksout.
Hi, and welcome to Geeks Out. It's now Tamsin and Clayton's turn. Thanks, Miranda, for your review of Kiyoshi. I can't wait to have a read of that comic book. Today, Clayton and I are going to review Away, which is a drama romance sci-fi TV series just launched on Netflix. American astronaut Emma Green, who's played by Hilary Swank, prepares to lead an international crew on the first mission to Mars. She must reconcile her decision to leave behind her husband, played by Josh Charles, and her daughter, teenage daughter, Talibeth Bateman, when they need her the most. As the crew journeys into space intensifies, their personal dynamics and relationships grow deeper. Our creator, Andrew Hinderanker, who did Friday Night Lights and things like that, do you think he's done well with this new space drama romance sci-fi?
I very much do. I really enjoyed it, actually, a lot more than I expected to. It is sort of set in a kind of near future, which is pretty indistinguishable from our own, other than some of the communication technology they use. Everything else is pretty standard. Even to the point that it seems to be using the current iPad.
Yes, I did notice that.
Yeah. It is a very personal and human space exploration story, which I was happy with because, you know, space travel can be a bit boring when it's a long time to go. If the series was just them sitting around a spaceship for however many episodes, 10 I think it is, that would have been a bit dull. So, yeah. In particular, I think it is beautifully acted, and that's for everybody, especially Hilary Swank, who does an amazing job, but there's not a single performance in it that I can fault whatsoever. How did you feel about the acting?
I definitely agree. Look, Hilary, you know, our two Oscar-winning woman who can do no wrong, as far as I'm concerned, I love her. I think she just has the right class of drama that I don't mind watching. And I think, you know, for the first few episodes, I think the star of the show is the daughter. She is just beautiful in her struggle with, I'm maturing to be an adult, but I miss my mum.
And I would too, given that, you know, mum travelled so far away, three years, or no, well, it's, but, you know, no Gilligan's Island 3-hour tour, just a 3-year tour.
That is true. But I do love the line, the further I go away, the closer I am to coming home. I think that I love that.
I thought that was great. And it's a concept I hadn't thought of before, that when you start a journey, you're actually, even though you're moving away from your loved ones, you're moving towards them as well.
I love that thought. And, you know, especially with our lockdown circumstances, and the longer we take, the harder it gets, but then the closer we are to getting out of it, that kind of theory as well kind of went, okay, I'll think about it that way as well. And going through everything that happens in this, you know, the first episode was slightly different to the others, did you feel?
Yeah, look, if I hadn't been planning to review, I might have even stopped at the first episode. Not that it was bad, it just headed into the melodrama a little more than I would have liked. It was not quite as exciting as I wanted it to be.
Yeah, I definitely agree there. The first episode, I'm not big on the dramas. I'm watching this because I love the thought of going to Mars and I love space exploration. Put a space movie on and I'm a happy girl. And I'm glad we watched the first three episodes for this review, because I'm definitely, when I get out of here, I'm going to go watch the rest of them.
Oh, I'm solidly sold now. It just took, you know, the first episode was a bit dicey, but then after that, I'm sold.
And I think, how did you feel the crew got on?
So this is kind of where I hit a bit of a wall, a bit of a challenge, is that the crew in this have a lot of animosity between them, and they're not getting along particularly well, which I find really unbelievable that they would let this 3-year trapped in a capsule mission happen with people who can't get along well. and the discord is really going to create problems. So I found that really unbelievable.
I thought it was really interesting because, you know, we pass notes on this for people listening, and so I knew Clayton had written this down. I hadn't even seen this. I lead a team of really highly intelligent data people, and I find this competition always happens. And fair enough, it's not the risk of being out in space. So I did a bit of research because I was really curious on how astronauts get on, because they are these huge, geeky, you know, intelligent, really introvert certain capacity. So some of the notes I found was that in the past, NASA's astronauts potentially pitted together because ruthless competition for the flight assignments. So you can imagine, you know, every kid wants to be an astronaut when they grow up, and the ones that get up there, they, you know, really compete to get there and have that, you know, and once they get in and they've got that job, they have that right stuff, as they call it. And there's even the movie made about it. So, you know, and they're always eager to get ahead. So it wouldn't surprise me. I couldn't find exact, and I don't think, you know, you don't want to publish relationships of crews, I guess, but I couldn't find exact, you know, issues that happen. But it wouldn't surprise me if there was that little bit of competition between them, and getting along is probably a hassle. But some of the things, the facts I would, again, doing a bit of research, that seem to be left out, in the real life space journeys, there's always a backup crew who trains in parallel just in case things happen, because, you know, you can't stop it because somebody's got injured or got hurt and things like that. And also the order of the captaincy is usually there. So if something happens to the captain, who's next in charge? And I don't think we see that enough in this. As you say, they pit against each other when that issue comes up. So it's, yeah, a little bit of gaps, a little bit of holes, but I did love it.
Look, the Star Trek nerd in me understands the chain of command very well, and you don't really
number
see
one.
That here. Yeah, yes. Exactly, and you know, Data was number two. So yeah, one a draw card for us. Miranda had a better word, but I can't think what it is.
Teaser.
Right now. Teaser. That's right. Yes. So this is a bit of a spoiler, but we're calling it a draw card or a teaser because of the context. Is that we do actually cover some queer storyline in it. In the third episode, we find out more about Vivian Wu's character and her same-sex attraction to another woman. And it was really interesting because it actually captures it really quite well, and that complexity around her being married and being Chinese and a high-profile same-gender or same-sex attracted person in Chinese culture would be a big issue there. And it's definitely portrayed really well, and I was quite happy with it. And it's it kind of creates a really good link to this character that I was definitely missing up until then.
Yeah, I think the first two episodes, the character's very not highlighted. She comes across as very submissive, but there for China kind of thing. And it's very interesting how the character grows in the third episode. And definitely I do love that draw card for our LGBTI crew, because I haven't seen it published anywhere else that's a storyline in the whole thing. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes, definitely. So from what we've done here, it sounds like you like it as much as me, Clayton.
Oh, definitely. I'm probably going to go for a good 8 rocket ships out of 10.
Brilliant. Yeah, I'm gonna be along there with you. After the first 3 episodes, definitely 8 rocket ships out of 10.
If it had a little less melodrama, it might have even got up to 9.
Ooh. We'll see how it goes after this. We'll be watching it. Might have to give it a review after all 10.
Definitely interested to see how much of the mission they cover through the rest of the season, because, you know, if you want a season 2, they can't come all the way back home again.
And I'm interested in to see how much fact and science it all brings in together. All right. Thank you, Clayton.
No problem.
We will be back after this. Miranda and I will be reviewing Alive. Stay tuned to Geeks Out.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.